huge thing for us. I think we've got a real good starting five right now, kind of guys who have played and a little bit of experience. Some guys with a lot, some guys with a little, but it's, after all, it's still experience. But we got some young guys and some older guys kind of waiting to, you know, step into their own, and you know that only makes them hungrier and hungrier. And we got a pretty good competitions going on in each end of the position. So no, that only makes us better. But I think we'll have a more depth than we have in past years, which is good because we didn't have any depth in past years. So, but guys are starting to come along. You know, we had a real good summer. Guys are working out. Numbers are going up in the weight room and only getting stronger and better.
There's so many guys back over the guys who contributed to the starters, though. Give us an idea of what that continuity is. What that continuity
is. I think it's almost everything for an offensive line. You know, the offensive line is not made up of individuals. You know, it's one group. You know, when you talk about if the offensive line played bad, they're not going to single out and say the right tackle played bad, therefore he played bad, but everyone else played well. If I played bad, the whole offensive line played well, and that's kind of the way it is. And I think for us, you know, we all hang out off the field. You know, we all hang out together. It's not just me and Kyle hanging out because he's my right guard, and then I don't hang out with Dallas or I don't hang out with Dan. No, we all collectively hang out, and I think that continuity that you talked about is just a huge thing for us. And that we're all friends, we all get along, we all really care about each other, and it's only going to make us, you know, play harder for each other.
You've had so many reps already in your games, but how do you think you've gotten better in the offseason? What did you do to put yourself in a position to really finish it?
I think kind of stepping into my role as a leader on the team, as well as the offensive line, it's not something you can kind of like talk about. It's just kind of something you got to go out and do. Whether it's your vocal leader or going to lead by example with some of the other seniors on the team, like Kyle Costigan, I would say for sure that he is one of the leaders on this team. But you're not going to see him breaking it down or, you know, talking to everyone in front of the team. You know, he's going to lead by the way he comes out and he works every single day. And, you know, I think the biggest thing for this offseason was kind of understanding kind of how my role fit into being a leader on this team.
Did you, weight-wise, did you try and stay where you were last year? Did you try and lose weight?
I tried to get as strong as possible this year, but keeping the same weight. So I'm still around 330, kind of in that area, but I just wanted to get as strong as possible in my bench, my squat, get more explosive as I can. And I think that would just really help my game out.
You spoke of continuity. How about the continuity of having a coaching staff where you're more familiar with after a year?
That's very true. There was when Coach A came in, you know, there was very little kind of that transition period that you usually see in college football. But there still was that kind of getting to know him and him getting to know us and kind of how he is and how we used to do things and how some of those things had to die and kind of go into Coach Anderson's area. Like I said, there was very little of that last year, but there was still some. But now it being the second year, you know, we know each other. We know how to work. We know, you know, what worked last year, what we're trying to change. I know how he coaches. He knows how I play and how all the offensive line plays and goes with pretty much everyone. And we kind of understand what he wants us and how he wants us to work. And I think that's only going to make us better in the end because we don't have to – there's not that week or two period of, okay, like, hey, how you doing? It's kind of like when a dog meets another dog for the first time. It's kind of tentative, like, is it going to bite me or something like that? But, it's all good right now. We're all just coming in trying to just be the best team we can be. Well, the hype is kind of what other people say, and we can't really control the hype, but we can control our expectations of how we want our running game to be. And obviously, when you have back like Melvin in the, you know, behind us, that's only going to make us better because it makes our job easier. So instead of creating, you know, a 2-foot hole, you ought to do is create a 1-inch hole, and then he's going to break it for a touchdown. He's just that good. But, you know, obviously we expect big things from Melvin, and Melvin expects big things from himself, just the way he works and the way he is as a person. You know, I think he knows that we're working for him, and he knows that, like, he's working for us, and it's kind of that give and take that's only going to make us really good.
Something you tweeted a picture of
Yeah, we like to mess with him every now and then, you know. I was I was waiting for the first person to fall asleep, and Warren was kind of falling in and out before we went to go pick Melvin out, but I figured it'd be better if I could get Melvin out there, you know, snoring away. So, yeah, I mean, we're all pretty good friends on the team, so we like to come out and kind of mess with each other every now and then when we get the chance.
You guys talked about being friends as an offensive line with Jaden and all that he's kind of gone through. How's that kind of helped him, and how are you guys helping?
Well, I was only with Jaden for a very short amount of time, so I never really got a full chance to kind of understand and kind of really get to know him, just the couple weeks or that he was there and everything. But for the short time that I've known him, it was kind of been like I've told him flat out, like, anything you need, like, you're a Wisconsin offensive lineman, you know, you've signed on the dotted line, you know, you're a part of the brotherhood now, so anything you need that I can help with, you know, come to me, ask me, I'll see what I can do, or I'll see who I know to make it happen, or if you need to talk with someone who's kind of gone through something similar, I'll set that up, or just anything you really need, just trying to help him through it. You know, obviously he was a great high school player, and he's, from what I've heard, he's only been getting better and better, and I can't wait to see what he does in the future.
You talk about the importance of the continuity of the line and how, you know, it's all, you know, not one guy sitting out. Do you come into the season with any sort of individual goals that you set for yourself? And other than, you know, being more of a leader, is there anything that you sort of tangibly say, like, this is where I really want to be better?
Well, I can't really put a stat on it, like kind of someone mentioned earlier about, you know, there's no real stats for offensive line besides holding 15 yards or something like that. But I want to go out and play the best football I can. And whether, I mean, if I have a great game, you know, no one's going to know about it unless you're actually looking. But no one's going to hear about it. No one's going to say my name. And for me, that's a great game. You know, I come out and hold my side down and hold my job down. That's all I can do. I can only do my job. Kyle Koskinen, our right guard, can only do his job, and together we make that unit, and then we do our job as a group, and that's what's going to make us successful. But for me personally, you know, I'm not trying to go out and or win anything individually. It's just every game I'm trying to be the best right tackle in college football.
How many people do you remember when you first arrived on campus, what you were like then compared to what you are today?
Physically or mentally, or kind of everything? Okay. Well, obviously, I don't know. Believe it or not, I'm down 50 pounds. You know, that's been reported on a couple times. But you know, I'm making 330 look good. But I think that's kind of one of the biggest things that really got me on the path to where I am now is just learning how to play the game and how my body can actually hold up to a season without being, you know, lumbering around 50 pounds of just dead weight, and I'm still trying to work on that, converting my body into, you know, leaner and leaner and leaner. But and on the mental aspect of the game, I think one thing that really propelled me was learning how other guys worked, and other guys, like, were students of the game and in the film room and everything else. So seeing guys like Gabe Kiremi and Josh Oglesby and Kevin Zeitler and all them, seeing how they watched film, it wasn't just like, okay, put on a game and then play it straight through. It was looking at little tendencies. Okay, is he leaning this way? Does that mean he's going to go that way? Linebackers are at different depths, and just little things to look at. The film room is everything in the game of football. That's whether you're in college or in the pros, I think. Which obviously I haven't been to the pros, so I can't speak too much on it. But here in college, it's a huge thing, you know, to know your opponent, know who you're going to play, know his tendencies on what he's going to do and everything like that, and I'm only trying to get better and better at that.
Your head coach said he expects the second year for the staff to be cleaner because you're going to transition your first year.
Yeah.